As we now look at the content of our message, we would do well to consider what to avoid. As we've already seen, much of what passes for ministry today has been compromised by the love of humanism that often treats its audience as autonomous creatures that have every right to serve God and His Word, picking out what they like and throwing away the rest. A result-oriented approach to soul winning, where people seem more concerned with how many walk down the aisle than with the content of the message. If the number's not high enough, then the message is changed to make it more palatable so as to get the maximum number of people to make a decision.
You know, surveys show that 82% of Americans believe in God and believe themselves to be Christians. And yet we have an American culture today than any other time. So the question has to come up, what kind of gospel are we preaching?
There have been studies that suggest that both numerically, as a percent of the total population, more people profess to believe in God and be born again than any other time in U.S. history. And yet, with all these numbers, the church has less in today than she's had in years past. We need to ask ourselves, what's wrong with this? In part, the answer may be that instead of seeking the elect by presenting for the sheep the preached word of God, which the Holy Spirit uses to convict the elect of their sins, many are seeking the bottom line, numbers. And since numbers have often become to offend and drive people away, much of the modern church is no longer preaching the sinfulness of man or the bloody offense of the cross. As a result, the church is offering the wrong kind of food. Instead of food for sheep, much of today's preaching and evangelism is food for goats. And goats are now everywhere.
Jesus told us that the gospel was an offense, that the cross was an offense. It offends our sensibility. That. How do you market that? How do you make an offense seeker sensitive? Well, what you have to do is you have the offense. And when you take away the offense, you take away the gospel.
Examining what he termed the quality of modern evangelism, the renowned scholar and soul winner, Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones, presents a solution. Evangelism must start with the holiness of God, the sinfulness of man, and the eternal consequences of evil. Of course, the fear today is that if you're not positive, as Pastor Stephen Lawson noted in his book, Made in Our Image, step these days and you will likely see that the services are designed more to remove the fear of God.
In the 16th century, the heart of the Reformation, Luther warned his contemporaries, each time the gospel is preached clearly and boldly, it will produce conflict. People don't like conflict. And so, as a result, they will change the gospel, try to take away its offense.
When the evangelistic meeting to produce the effect of people, of large numbers of people walking forward meeting, you tend to do things very differently than you do when you're prepping them to respond in prayer to God.
A.W. Pink, Baptist minister of the classic book, The Sovereignty of God, observed, "The nature of Christ's salvation is present-day evangelist. He announces a Savior from hell rather than a Savior from sin. Why so many are fatally deceived, for there are multitudes who will wish to escape the lake of fire, worldliness." Instead of preaching the law of God to convict men of sin and expose their guilt before a just and holy God, many churches opt for a non-comfort to both preaching and evangelism.
Ray Comfort explains, "The modern gospel says, put on the Lord Jesus Christ. He gives you love, joy, peace, fulfillment, and lasting happiness. The sinner responds, and in an experimental fashion puts on the Savior, are true. And what does he get? The promised temptation, tribulation, and persecution.
Peace and joy are fruits of the gospel. They are not the tree, and definitely not the root. If we really love people, then we need to tell them the truth. And what is the truth? That if they're outside of Christ, if they have not submitted to Him as Lord and Savior, then they're sinners in the hands of an angry God.
As John preached in perhaps the most famous sermon in American history, the sentence of the law of God, eternal and immutable rule of righteousness that God has fixed between Him and mankind, out against them and stands against them. so that they are bound over to hell.
We tell people they don't need to repent because God loves them just the way they are. And the only reason is to have greater peace or greater happiness or a better trip than they'll get from drugs.
But God is not promiscuous love. Promiscuity throws love around sentimentally without discretion or discernment. God's not that way at all. God's love is. God's love has the purpose of redeeming us and changing just the way we are. God loves us so that we can be what He wants us to be.
You know, the standard evangelistic approach is to tell non-believers, God loves you just the way you are. Well, I'll say, well, if God loves me the way I am, why should I change? We've got to get rid of that kind of humanistic